I've given the speech. I've heard the speech for as many years as I can remember. We've all been there. What happens? We're in a public place as a kid, as a family, even as grown-ups sometimes, and somebody gives that speech. I'm telling you, you've heard it. What's that speech? Some of you already have it echoing in your ears. You're representatives of the Jewish people. You have the opportunity to make a Kiddush Hashem. But if you don't, oyvei, we don't want to make a Chilul Hashem. And we give that speech over and over again for as long as we could remember as kids, through high school, through and beyond. What is a Kiddush Hashem? And what is a Chilul Hashem? What exactly does that mean? It's a very tough one. So I suppose what we would say is that the basic gist of it is we're from people, and when people look at us, they make judgments on the Jewish people. And that's fine, but what does that mean, Kiddush Hashem? What does it mean, Chilul Hashem? I read a beautiful, beautiful article by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks where he addresses that. He says, what does that mean? What is a Kiddush Hashem? What is a Chilul Hashem? He says, to understand that, you have to take a step back and understand, what does it mean to have God's presence in the world? We're not used to that. You have to remember that for the population way, way, way back, the idea that there was a God in the world was something. They all believed in gods. We believed in a God. But you can't see that God. So how do you relate to that God? How do you understand that God? Where do you see that God, so to speak? And this is the most unbelievable concept that Judaism offered to the world. The answer is you see God through the people that represent him. And that's why there's such a keen eye in the Jewish people. God says through the many Nevi'im, Jewish people, do you understand what your responsibility is? The world looks towards you. And when they see you doing all the right things, do you know what the world does? The world appreciates what I am. That's what God says. And so, if you're a people that are just, if you're a people that do all the right things, God looks at you and says, you know what you're doing for me? You are sanctifying my name. Because when the rest of the world looks at you, they understand what I am. When the rest of the world looks at you, they understand what it means to be a proper and good person. But chalila, when you do the opposite, do you know what happens? The world looks at you and says, really? And that's a Chilul Hashem. You've profaned my name, because as the representatives of me, I fall out of favor with the people of the world. The Jewish people have a gift. The Jewish people have a challenge. And the Jewish people have an opportunity. And they all revolve around the same question. When people look at me, what will they see? When people look at me, not only what will they see about me, but what will they see about God? Am I truly representative of what God is? Am I truly representative of what the people of God should be? Am I living a standard and a group of values that is something that we could all emulate and look up to? That's what God challenges us with. And that's what we're saying when we turn to our kids, when we turn to our students, when we turn to our families and we say to them, let's make a Kiddush Hashem. It doesn't mean that people will say, oh, from people. What it means is that they'll look at you and say, that is what I want a person that's godly to be. It's what we strive for. It's what we aim for. I once heard a story of a guy who said that every morning when his father walked him out to the bus, he said the same thing. He had many, many brothers. They all walked out to the bus at the same time. He said, today, I want you to make me proud. What was he asking for? Wasn't he asking for exactly what God wants? What he was asking for is that when people would look at his children, they would say, that's a person who has cemented my values into them. And when he does that, when the people look at the child, they see what the parent is all about. That's what the parent wanted. Our Father, our parent in heaven, he looks down and says, I beg you, please make a Kiddush Hashem. Do that for me. Make people look and say, yeah, that is what I am all about. That's a Kiddush Hashem. Halavai, it should be that each and every one of us finds opportunities each and every day to do that, to find a way to sanctify God's name. Have a day, a good day, but try to find that opportunity in your day.